Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Dark Realms. First and foremost, a huge thank you to everyone showing support for this new mini-series. We've already been asked countless times, will this just be a one-off for season 18? And the answer is no. I'm really enjoying doing it, and by the sounds of it, you guys seem to enjoy it. So I think we'll keep this one going. And although we've already broke the secret, if you will, that we're going to try and look at heading into video in 2025, one of our wonderful listeners suggested Dark Realms may be the perfect vehicle to begin with. And I think I agree. I'm not too sure whether that will be in season 18 or the beginning of season 19, but I think Dark Realms will be the beginning of our video venture. And just to reconfirm, like I've mentioned before, any move into video for any of our shows on the whole dark paranormal branch, if you will, it does not affect your listening experience. It's an addition. So if you subscribe to the show, however you do, that will not change. You will still receive every show we put out. It simply gives another way to absorb the content. For example, sometimes, well, most of the time, I listen to podcasts whilst doing other things. Occasionally, I will sit down and just listen to a podcast. However, me being me, 9 times out of 10, I end up asleep. Whereas if there was a video to go along with it, I wouldn't. I'd watch it as I would anything else. But we are very much looking into the future, and today is all about looking into the past, and the not too distant past. Today's Dark Realm is literally one of my favourite places on Earth in terms of eerie atmospheres, giving people the heebie-jeebies, and in general, just being an actual beautiful building. And I do mean that in every sense of its life. It began as an absolutely beautifully constructed building, and even in its decay, it not only retains some of its former grandeur, it brings on a new type of beauty, a darker, more mysterious type. But before we step foot in this dark realm, it would be remiss of me to remind you that our Patreons do gain access to these episodes, both ad-free and before everyone else. So if you're listening to this on a Monday, our Patreons receive this Friday the week before, with zero ads and having the full weekend to discuss it before it came on the main feed. And if you'd like to enjoy those sorts of perks, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But right now, we are going to step foot in North Wales, into one of the most atmospheric places, I believe, on Earth. A place built to help mankind with good intention that ended up doing anything but before it fell into ruin. So where exactly is today's Dark Realm? Well, I am, of course, talking about the one and only Denby Asylum. Denby Asylum, also known as the North Wales Hospital, stands as a haunting testament to the ebb and flow of mental health care in Britain. Built in 1848 to serve the Welsh-speaking population, the asylum began as a beacon of progressive care, showcasing cutting-edge architectural design with light-filled rooms expansive and meticulously landscaped grounds, and an ambitious promise to provide compassionate and humane treatment for those deemed mentally unwell. Its founding principles emphasized dignity and hope, contrasting starkly with the grim realities of many other institutions of the era, who imposed horrific living conditions upon their alleged patients. Yet, as the decades passed, its opulent beginnings gave way to the dark shadows of overcrowding. The once spacious halls became suffocatingly cramped. Reports of mistreatment then began to emerge. Details of instances of crude restraints, isolation in bleak cells, and harrowing experimental treatments that would strip patients of dignity. Neglect and underfunding turned what should have been a brilliant asylum into a nightmare pen for society's most vulnerable, culminating in its complete abandonment. Today, it stands as a stark and eerie monument to its troubled past. Notorious not only for its tragic history, but also as one of the most haunted locations in the UK. Designed by the prominent architect Thomas Fulljames, Denbigh Asylum was envisioned as a sanctuary for the afflicted. Fulljames, known for his expertise in Gothic Revival architecture, also contributed to several notable buildings, including Chester Town Hall, St. Mary's Church in Mold, both of which show his distinctive style. Denbigh Asylum's imposing Gothic facade, with its intricate stonework and soaring arches, coupled with its meticulously landscaped grounds, symbolized hope and healing. Initially housing only 200 patients, the asylum operated with a philosophy rooted in moral treatment, emphasizing kindness, occupation, and recreation, which set it apart from many contemporary institutions of that day. However, as societal attitudes towards mental illness stagnated and the number of patients swelled, the asylum's resources became severely strained. It wasn't long at all before single, individual, and private bedrooms became crammed shared rooms, almost makeshift wards. By the early 20th century, Denbigh housed over 1,500 patients. This number far exceeded its intended capacity. This overcrowding led to a breakdown in care. There were no more additional staff for these additional patients. Therefore, the staff were unable to provide the attention required. This left many patients neglected, vulnerable to the harsh realities of an underfunded institutional life. Whispers of mistreatment started seeping from the building, and soon what was the jewel in the crown of the UK's mental health system started to mirror the grim picture of life in every other asylum in the area. Extended isolation in cramped, lightless cells, bound with restraints that would leave physical and emotional scars, and treatments such as insulin coma therapy and electroconvulsive therapy were administered with little regard for the patient's well-being. One former staff member describes a patient being strapped to a bed for days on end. Their muffled cries would echo through the halls, and when they would ask if that person needed help, they were informed, "We simply don't have the staff." The once grand asylum devolved into a bleak warehouse of societies forgotten, its decaying corridors filled with the haunting sounds of despair and anguish. Following the advent of deinstitutionalization in the mid-20th century, Denbigh's relevance waned. It officially closed its doors at a surprisingly late year, for me anyway. I was 15 when this place closed, 1995. It left behind a decaying shelf rife with tales of sorrow and spectral inhabitants. Let's take a quick break in proceedings to talk to you about somebody I've mentioned to you many times before, and that's Acorns. A new year, of course, brings new resolutions. Now, if my body could take itself to the gym, I would be sorted, but it can't do that. However, in regards to your financial situation, Acorns allows you to do that. Not take you to the gym, of course. But if in 2025, giving your money the best chance to grow is one of your resolutions, then choosing Acorns as an investment app is one of the smartest moves you'll make, in my opinion. Acorns will do the taking you to the gym, so to speak. You can set up an automatic withdrawal from your account to your Acorns account. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. And you don't need to be rich. Acorns allows you to invest with the spare money you have right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. We are so proud to be once again sponsored by Acorns for this episode because Acorns make it so easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. I love working with Acorns because they take things like investments, which we all believe are for other people, and they simplify them and give you all the support you need. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal. Let's have a quick break to ask you a personal question. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare. You would not believe the amount of things that can mess with our hormones. Even nature likes to put us through hormonal changes, premenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you're meant to suffer through it. And the good news is, you don't have to suffer through it anymore because we now have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony sells every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their over 30,000 plus reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Among the many spirits said to linger in Denby Asylum, three figures stand out. Their stories woven into the fabric of the building's tragic history. The spirit of a former matron, often identified as Margaret Hughes, is said to patrol the abandoned hallways. Her presence is marked by the faint scent of lavender. Known in her life for her stern demeanor and unwavering dedication, Margaret was a respected yet feared figure amongst both patients and staff. Historical accounts suggest that she succumbed to a heart attack in the 30s, possibly exacerbated by the immense stress of managing the overcrowded and understaffed institution. Visitors often report hearing the distinct click of her heels on those tiled floors, accompanied by a chilling whisper. Not here. Not now. One investigator during a 2012 exploration, recounted, "We were stood in complete silence when the sound of footsteps echoed down the hall. It was unmistakable. And then a voice, sharp and commanding, came through our recorder, saying, 'Leave this place.' It sent chills down our spines." Paranormal investigators have captured many EVPs, allegedly featuring her voice. And several witnesses have described seeing a shadowy figure in a nurse's uniform gliding through the corridors. Her presence both unsettling but authoritative, as though she continues her rounds in the afterlife. And then we have William, the forgotten patient. William's tragic tale begins in the 1920s, when he was admitted to Denby for what was then termed melancholia. Records suggest he was a farmer who struggled with severe depression after the death of his wife. With no family to advocate for him, he became one of many forgotten patients, living out his days in total isolation. One surviving letter from a nurse referenced a patient fitting William's description, lamenting, "He sits by the window every day, staring out as though he's searching for someone or something. It breaks my heart that no one comes to visit." His story epitomizes the loneliness and despair that define the lives of so many within Denby's walls. William's spirit reportedly haunts the former dormitories. Witnesses describe a heavy sadness in his presence. One urban explorer recounted, "I walked into the room and it felt like the air was sucked out. Then I heard sobbing, quiet but unmistakable." His ghost is said to appear as a frail man staring from the window, as if searching for the life he lost. An apparition of a little girl, perhaps no older than 10, has been sighted near the asylum's dilapidated chapel. Her origins remain a mystery, as records of child patients are scarce. Some speculate she may have been the daughter of a staff member, or perhaps an orphan brought to the asylum during its overcrowded years. A chilling account from a local historian mentions, "In the early 70s, a former caretaker claimed to see a girl in a white dress skipping near the chapel. When he approached, she vanished into thin air, leaving behind an eerie giggle. Witnesses today report the sound of faint giggling and the sensation of a small hand brushing against their arms. Some even claim to see glimpses of her figure darting through the shadows. One paranormal investigator recalled, "I was setting up my equipment when I felt a tug on my jacket. I turned expecting to see my colleagues, but no one was there. Seconds later, I hear a child's laugh echo in the hallway." Her playful yet unsettling presence has made her one of the asylum's most enduring and mysterious spirits. In 2008, a devastating fire swept through the abandoned asylum, destroying large parts of its once imposing structure, leaving behind charred remnants of a beautiful Gothic architecture. The blaze, widely believed to have been an act of arson, not only accelerated the asylum's physical decline, but deepened its notoriety as a haunting relic of neglect and tragedy. Reports from locals describe witnessing flames reaching high into the night sky, a stark contrast to the shadowed halls that once held whispers of human suffering. Investigators at the time noted signs of deliberate ignition, though no suspects were ever identified. Since then, the asylum's grounds have become a magnet for urban explorers and thrill seekers, despite repeated warnings about the structural dangers. Today, Denby Asylum stands as a crumbling monument to a troubled legacy. Its graffiti-covered walls, debris-strewn corridors, are interspersed with remnants of its past grandeur. The collapsed stone arches, fragments of ornate ironwork. Efforts to redevelop the site have been plagued by financial and bureaucratic changes, leaving it in a state of perpetual limbo. Paranormal enthusiasts continue to be drawn to the site, captivated by its spectral legends and the palpable weight of history that lingers in its decay. Despite the dangers of the collapsing building, the very small security team have a daily task of trying to keep out paranormal investigators for their own welfare. For those who do visit, Denby Asylum is more than an abandoned building. It's a place where the echoes of the past intertwine with the mysteries of the afterlife. And it's also a chilling reminder of the fine line between care and cruelty, where good intentions can turn into bone-chilling realities, where the very ground speaks to the juxtaposition of a genuine attempt to rehabilitate and the enduring weight of human suffering. We're back with Kev now, and that was the show I wrote about Denby Asylum. And then I remembered something which made me think a lot more about what is at Denby. About 15 years ago, where I was working at the time, a friend of mine took their friends to Denby Asylum. They managed to break in at night, and they took some video footage walking around, and they wanted to show me this clip because there was a strange sound within the clip. Basically, a door slamming somewhere down a hall. But within their video, what they did not see, what I did, and to me was much more terrifying than the sound, was the room they were in. Huge, and I mean like 6 feet in length or diameter, was the sigil for the demon Baal. That led me to then look at YouTube and some videos of people exploring Denby Asylum before the fire. And there are many more sigils of demons located around that building. So it would appear that someone, at least with a very vague knowledge at least, of ceremonial black magic, was entering the building to perform rituals. And although part of me wants to say, well done, that's a clever move, we all know demons feed off negative energy, so there could be no better almost battery for these rituals, the sane part of me says, no wonder it burnt down. And no wonder they have trouble trying to do anything with that space. Some places are truly dark realms. Please join me next week when we step again into another dark realm. And until then, stay safe and take care.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.